Storm Lake Girls Swimming head coach Jody Mongan, our guest here at stormlakeradio.com. And the Tornadoes have had a really good week here in the past week, hosting their home meets Thursday evening at the BVU pool, and last weekend in Des Moines, another successful invitational down there. Jody Mongan, my guest. Coach, congratulations on a good week for you and the gals.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a good week, and now we have to get back to work.
Yeah, you're always pushing the kids, aren't you?
I know.
That's a good thing. That's okay. Tell me about last night now. I know a real close duel with Spencer and then a win over Algona.
Yeah. Last night we had our one home meet where we hosted Algona and Spencer, and when I got her entries from Spencer, their team had some injuries, and she was missing some kids, and I looked at the entries and said, we have a chance to beat them. So I kind of tried to get my team pumped up for that last night, and we had some great swims just all across the board. We had some kids really drop some time. It was really fun. We ended up coming up short by 4 points, but it was still a fun meet, and every race was important, so that was fun.
Yeah, so you split your two duels last evening, and all of the individual results and relay results posted on our website, the sports page at stormlakeradio.com. You do a great job giving us all the information from your meets, and I thank you for that. I truly do. And also, Thursday night, you had an opportunity, Coach, to recognize the seniors on this year's squad.
Yeah, that's the best thing about being able to host a home meet is that we get to recognize our seniors. And we have four this year. And so Kylie Mongan and Grace Meyer are two of our top swimmers. And so they're going to be greatly missed next year. We had Lindsay Williams join us this year. This is the only year she swam. She has swam previously in summer programs, but she decided to try swimming this year and has been a great addition. And then Addison Jensen is injured right now, but she's been doing a great job of me, like administratively and helping me out with a lot of paperwork and organizational things.
You know, one cool thing about the Storm Lake Girls swim team is you always, it's a little bit of an area team. You have some
yeah.
individuals that come to us from surrounding towns.
Yeah, it definitely is an area team, yep.
And that
makes it fun.
Any update on how the young Solner's doing down at Iowa State? I know she had a good year last year.
She had a great year last year. She placed eighth in one of her events at the Big 12 meet. They haven't really gotten going too much yet. They're black and gold. Sorry, wrong college. Cardinal and gold meet is coming up on October 21.
Okay.
Or somewhere around there. October 21 there in Lincoln, I think, because we thought about going down to that meet. So they haven't really gotten going yet this year, but I'm hoping that she'll have another good season down there.
Hey, let's back up to last weekend now. It seems like it's always good for you and your team to go down to Des Moines for that invite. And again, you won it last weekend.
Yeah, fourth year in a row. One of the coaches was joking with me. He said, you better be careful or they're going to uninvite you to that meet because we've won it so many times. Especially after the Fort Dodge meet, though, it's kind of nice to go down there because at Fort Dodge we see some of the top teams in the state, and you kind of get beat up a little bit at that meet. And then so to go to Des Moines and be able to win, you know, all but two of the varsity and all the JV races that we competed in, which was kind of a nice change of pace. We had 9 girls bring home medals. And so it was just a fun day.
Yeah, it makes for a fun bus ride home.
We actually didn't have too many on the bus, but we stopped at Hickory Park, so it was still a fun bus ride home.
Okay, now you're tempting my taste buds. All right.
Yeah.
That's a staple whenever I'm in Ames, for sure. Let's
probably
talk. What's on the horizon, Coach? What's ahead for you and the team?
Yeah, we've got a busy 3 weeks coming up. We're going to have a lot of meets coming up. We have 2 next week, 2 the week after that, and then we'll finish up at Spencer before we try to make that last push to get ready for regionals. Next week we go to Boone and Sioux City, so it's going to be a long, tough week next week for us.
Well, Coach, enjoy the weekend before that. Thank you so much for your time. Always a joy to talk to you, and to you and your team, good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Coach Jody Mongan, our guest here at stormlakeradio.com and 92.9 KKIA.